I'd like to introduce you to Pip Wilson, Marketing Manager of the Central Coast Meals on Wheels. This year, Meals on Wheels celebrated their 50th anniversary, and as I've discovered, they do a whole lot more than deliver meals. Welcome to Radio 5O Plus, Pip.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome, and I'm sure our listeners will be interested to hear about your extended services in this anniversary year. I love the sound of your furry friend service, and that must be a great help to your clients who have pets.
Yes, indeed. We are very proud of our Furry Friends program that kicked off this year. So basically, any Meals on Wheels client are able to get pet food delivered for their dog or their cat, no matter what size. We cater for all size dogs and cats. And it's just a wonderful program. Sometimes buying pet food can be a little tricky for our clients, going to the shops, getting parking, lugging that food around. We take all that stress away from it, and one of our wonderful volunteers can deliver the food straight to their door. So it's fantastic.
That sounds wonderful. I'm sure that would be a great help. You were telling me that you have a men-only club.
We do. Plates for Mates. So it's one of the social aspects that we cover for Meals on Wheels Central Coast. It's a wonderful program. Sometimes men don't get out as much as the women do. So this is us coordinating little outings for men to go out to clubs and just have a blokey chat, have a blokey meal, a blokey chat, and network. And we do have community restaurants, which both men and women can attend as well. But this is just bloke specific. So Plates for Mates, there's information on our website, or again, you can give us a call.
Do you continue through the Christmas holiday period?
Yes, we do. We'll only be shut for the public holidays. But yes, apart from public holidays, we're still going to be open.
And a particular Christmas menu?
Yes, we do. It sounds delicious. So there's roast turkey and there's ham and roast veggies, Christmas pudding and custard. So that can be ordered just by ringing once again. And I will give you the number. It's 4357844. So it's just a phone call away and you can order a delicious Christmas meal. Maybe even for not just yourself, but you can also get a few. So if there's other members of the family coming to visit, then that's covered as well. And it's a very easy Christmas meal. For you.
Well, that's a wonderful way to do it because, yes, not everyone wants to cook, and if that person really prefers to stay at home and have visitors come in, that's very nice that they can receive meals as well. That's wonderful. How long does it take your volunteers to deliver meals? Are they delivering all day?
So our volunteers deliver Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays and Fridays, and generally deliveries are done in the morning, so from around 9:30 to about midday. Sometimes if we have more deliveries that have to be made, that time might blow out a little bit, but then we would ring our clients and let them know that there's a slight delay. We do ask that our clients be home when meals are delivered because they are frozen meals, and our volunteers will actually come in and help them put them in the freezer, swap things around a bit. So the meals that need to be consumed earlier are at the front of the freezer. They have a little chat, make sure the clients are okay, and off they go. And another wonderful thing about this is that if our volunteers turn up to a client's house and there's no answer, we get a call back at the office and then we try and contact the client. Now, if we can't get hold of the client and we haven't been notified, that's then we can then go, okay, maybe something's happened. They've got a history of, you know, something in their health that may have prevented them from being here, or we can then contact a relative or carer.
People who can access your services, you were saying that someone can be a private client or aged care or have a disability.
Exactly. So over the age of 65, you can be referred through my aged care. Otherwise, some clients opt to come in as a private client. The only difference is it's all the same food, it's the same cost for the food. It's just that there's a $10 delivery fee for private clients, and that's per delivery, not per meal. So if you've got freezer space, you could order a week, 2 weeks worth, and then just pay that one $10 delivery fee. And for our NDIS clients, we now have a special menu that has just been released last week, which has a significant discount for those clients because it's covered under their NDIS plan.
That's National Disability
Insurance Scheme. Well, a lot of people don't know that we are a registered NDIS provider, so it's really important that we get that information out there because we do have such a wide range of meals that we can offer.
It's wonderful. Wonderful. Pip, thank you so much for being here and congratulations on the introduction of these extended services and being a key figure in a progressive organisation.
Thank you so much. It's been wonderful chatting with you.
You're very welcome, and I'm sure our listeners are going to be very interested to hear about these innovations.
Lovely. Thank you.